Space is famous for zippy activity, like streaky meteors. But it has another face, a slow and easy side. Venus, for example, which is floating higher each evening in western twilight, is the slowest spinning body in the known universe. If you walk along a bike path that circles its equator, you'd only need to go 4 miles an hour to keep night from ever falling on Venus. And the moon spins slowly too, just 10 miles an hour. Here on Earth, one substance epitomizes lethargy above all others. It's molasses, slow as molasses. Okay, so how slow is molasses? And what is it anyway? Molasses actually has three forms, which result from sugar refining. You crush the sugar cane and boil the juice, dry the sucrose, and the leftover liquid is first-grade molasses. If you then reboil it to extract more sugar, you get second molasses. And I hope you're taking notes on all this. A third syrup boiling creates blackstrap molasses, a low-calorie product containing lots of minerals. But we don't really care about all this. What matters is how slow it is. Viscosity is the thickness of a liquid or gas in terms of how resistant it is to flowing. If water is rated at around 1 on the scientific viscosity scale, then blood officially rates a 3.5. So blood really is thicker than water. Sulfuric acid is 24. Did you know that that scary acid is so syrupy? Enough fooling around. The all-time slowest flowing fluids are olive oil with a viscosity of 81, honey at 2,000, molasses at 5,000, ketchup at 50,000, and peanut butter, which is 250,000. So forget molasses. Slow as peanut butter would best epitomize slowness throughout the cosmos. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.